This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Lebanese protesters stormed the foreign ministry in Beirut on Saturday as anger exploded over a deadly blast that left homeless and killed 158 people. Demonstrators marched through streets ravaged by the blast, gathering in the central Martyrs Square as their grief gave way to rage. Police used tear gas against groups of demonstrators, rocks and sticks on the fringes of the main gathering, which was relatively peaceful despite high tensions since the blast on Tuesday. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will join a conference call with Lebanon's president and other world leaders on Sunday to discuss aid to the country.
This was an event like the world has not seen for a long time. Horrible event. We'll be having a conference call on Sunday with President Macron, leaders of Lebanon, and leaders from various parts of the world. Everyone wants to help.
At least 18 people have been killed and more than 125 injured in southern India in a plane crash that took place when the aircraft overshot a runway. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The death toll from an Indian passenger aircraft accident has risen to at least 18. A senior official said on Saturday at least 16 people have been severely injured. The flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder have been recovered from sight. The Air India Express plane was repatriating Indians stranded in Dubai due to the coronavirus pandemic. Boeing 737 plane skidded off the tabletop runway of Calicut International Airport in heavy rain on Friday, crashing nose first into the ground. The plane's pilot and the co-pilot were killed in the accident.
This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials believe Russia is working against presidential candidate Joe Biden before November's election. AP Sagar Magani reports.
America's counterintelligence chief says Moscow's doing a variety of things to denigrate Biden, while some people linked to the Kremlin are boosting President Trump's re-election bid. At the same time, William Evanino says intelligence officials believe China does not want the term, viewing him as unpredictable. He says Beijing's boosting its public criticism of the president and efforts to shape American opinion. His statement comes after House Democrats complain the intelligence community has been withholding specific information about the foreign interference threat before November. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turning now to the coronavirus pandemic. Globally, more than 721,000 deaths have been confirmed as a result of COVID-19, while 19.4 million people have been infected. The African Union says aggressive and bold action is needed to combat the COVID-19 outbreak on the continent. More than 1 million cases have been reported across Africa, but officials warn the real number is likely larger, citing the absence of comprehensive testing in some countries. China is slamming the United States for imposing sanctions in response to Beijing's crackdown in Hong Kong, capping a dramatic week of deteriorating relations between the world's two biggest economies. In the toughest U.S. action on Hong Kong since China imposed a sweeping new security law on the territory, Washington imposed sanctions on a group of Chinese and Hong Kong officials, including the city's leader, Carrie Lam. Military officials say at least 9 people were killed. A bomb exploded at an army base in the Somali capital Mogadishu on Saturday. The attack targeted a compound near Somalia's National Stadium, where soldiers from the Somali National Army are stationed. A Venezuelan court sentenced 2 former U.S. soldiers to 20 years in prison for their role in a failed incursion aimed at ousting President Nicolas Maduro in early May. The 2 former Green Berets admitted to participating in the May 4th operation. The Trump administration has denied any direct involvement. France on Saturday dispatched aircraft and technical advisors to Mauritius after appealed for urgent assistance to contain a worsening oil spill polluting the island nation's famed reefs, lagoons, and oceans. Rough seas have hampered efforts to stop fuel leaking from a ship which ran aground 2 weeks ago. For more news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.